the vaccines that we have been distributing and done very, very well throughout the country, with the exception of some pockets that have remained at a very low level of vaccination. Those vaccines work really quite well against this new troublesome variant, which we refer to as the Delta variant, which spreads more rapidly than the other variants and gives you more severe disease. And if people are not vaccinated, they are going to be at considerable risk. And that's the reason why we're pushing so hard to get people who are not vaccinated to get vaccinated, because this is something that's entirely avoidable and entirely preventable if you get vaccinated.
Now, all through this pandemic, you've really tried to walk the line between being careful and not overreacting to the entire pandemic. So here we go again with the Delta variant emerging, and folks are saying, hey, we need to wear masks again. Where do you stand on the mask mandate?
Well, the CDC is the one that makes that determination. And the CDC feels that we should stick by their original recommendation that if you are fully vaccinated, namely two doses out of a two-dose regimen or the J&J, which is a single-dose regimen, that you do not need to wear a mask either indoors or outdoors. That has not changed. There are some parts of the country that feel that the level of virus circulation is so high that they are concerned, even with vaccinated people, since no vaccine is 100% effective. Even the best of them, you're going to see some infections. But as a whole, as a countrywide recommendation, the CDC recommendations remain the same for now. Now, of course, the CDC will continue to evaluate the situation and would make adjustments and modifications if necessary.
You talked about no vaccine being foolproof. And in fact, there have been some breakthrough infections with the Pfizer shot in Israel. How concerned does that make you? And does it suggest there's a greater fear of new aggressive variants that the vaccines won't be immune to?
Well, you're always on the lookout for variants that might evade the protection of a vaccine. As I mentioned, fortunately for us, even with this very problematic variant, the Delta variant, the vaccines, particularly the mRNA vaccines, such as the Pfizer and the Moderna, do quite well against the Delta. When you see breakthrough infections, namely people who have been vaccinated but who nonetheless get infection, those are rare. You hear about them because they're exceptions. But in general, they are really rather uncommon, if not rare, a very small percentage. And usually, when those people do get infected who've been vaccinated, they usually have a very mild or even asymptomatic course of their infection. So even if you do get infected when you're vaccinated, you're much better off than if you are not vaccinated.